Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 7, praying as families for those facing violence and domestic abuse. The passage in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 4 serves as a reminder of the violence and conflict among people who claim to worship the same God despite their acts of fasting and prayer. This contradiction in behavior towards one another brings dishonor to God and raises the question of how a God of love and grace can tolerate such violence within His own people. As the Church emphasizes fasting as a spiritual discipline, it is crucial to direct our attention to families where domestic violence is prevalent. Over the past 2 decades of serving families, we have witnessed instances of parents being physically assaulted by their own children and spouses enduring abuse at the hands of their partners. Even among those who profess commitment to Christ, there are alarming cases of individuals resorting to violence, disregarding the teachings of love and peace. Often, these conflicts stem from minor ego clashes that escalate into full-blown disputes. The failure to crucify our sinful desires allows anger to reign. When our sinful nature dominates, the act of Cain can be repeated. Domestic abuse, particularly against women, is distressingly common, fueled by factors like provocation and nagging. However, regardless of the justification, to lose one's control over their anger and to use their might as their right is not an option for God's people. God's word is very clear that He does not hear any prayers of the guilty. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 4 reminds us, "You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high." Repentance is imperative to address this sin of ego-driven anger, which inflicts suffering upon the innocent and weak. Despite our deserving of God's wrath, He extends mercy and patiently guides us towards redemption. Similarly, the Church is called to advocate for and support families affected by abuse, working towards the transformation of those who perpetrate violence. Crucifying our egos is paramount to becoming vessels of blessing for our families and communities, aligning our lives with the grace and love exemplified by Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for those homes who are facing violence and abuse. You know their differences and ego clashes. Deliver them from anger and ego that enslaves and seeds discord and abuse within their families. Help them to deal with the bitter root of their violence and enable them to seek You for their issues. Lord, provide them with the right help and cause the Church to address these abuses to help these families. We know You do not answer our cry when anger and rage dominate our lives. Please help us to crucify ourselves with Jesus, and may the power of Christ dominate in our homes to live godly lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.